Welcome, dear ones, to our main church service on this beautiful, sunny Sabbath day, at least on the West Coast, of the 17th of January, 2026. Welcome to those that are here in the room, those that are listening on the phone or to the recording. I'm glad to have you in fellowship. I wonder what this year holds for each one of us. And I pray that we will continue to grow in grace and in knowledge and in Christ-like behavior as each day passes. Our opening song is titled Open Mine Eyes. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine.
Open my ears that I may hear voices of truth thou sendest clear. And while the wave notes fall on my ear, everything false will disappear. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine.
Open my mouth and let me bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children thus to share. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine.
Amen. And may we allow our hearts to be open and allow the Spirit to fill us to the full, planting Jesus on the throne of our hearts and being our teacher, our guide, our instructor into the truth as it is in Jesus. Wouldn't it be wonderful for everything false to disappear and only the light of truth to remain? That would be a great blessing. And I pray that it happens to each listening heart. Well, dear ones, please join with me for opening prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, we humbly come before thy throne through the blood, merits, and righteousness of our Savior today, asking that you will please bless us with thy presence with the presence of our Savior and the Holy Spirit. And please help our hearts to be receptive to any blessing of truth, any precious treasure that you would have shared today. For this, we need help. We need thy Spirit to soften and subdue our hearts, to make everything false disappear in our understanding, to reprove us and correct us of our sins, to reveal to us the pathway of righteousness, and to let us know we're in the judgment time. And thank you, dear Father, for mercifully providing all of this, so that we might be edified and uplifted to be able to grow more today than yesterday or even last Sabbath. Please help us to have a greater love for the truth, for our Savior, and to never let it stop advancing and increasing and growing. He is our life. And help us to recognize that precious fact of truth more and more as each day passes. If we have the Son, we have life. Not if we have food or clothes or comfortable houses or riches or lands, but if we have Christ, we have life. And thank you, Savior, for being our life. We pray that you'll be with those that are afflicted or persecuted, oppressed, tormented, that are ill, that are grieving or sorrowing, that are depressed. We pray, dear Savior, as the great deliverer, please set all free according to thy perfect will. Grant peace into their heart. Remove doubt and put trust. Remove fear and put contentment. And thank you for setting all of us free. And for coming soon to give us everlasting freedom. We thank you, dear Father, for hearing and answering this prayer and for continuing to be in our midst. Please shut Satan out that we might receive so abundant a blessing that there's not room enough to receive it. In Jesus' name, amen. It's such a joy to have the freedom to fellowship once more and to see what God has in store for us. And we ended last Sabbath's main service with our dear Sister Rose mentioning that there was a PowerPoint that dealt with the lamb-like beast and the two horns. And her and I discussed it during the week, and she would like to present some of the slides of that PowerPoint. Dear sister, do you want me to share my screen, or do you have it available to share your screen?
If you have it, dear brother, it's okay. You could present it. I have it just as a backup.
Did you want me to read it, or were you going to lead out?
No, Elder Rob, would you lead out, and then we get to the point of the slide that I wanted to share? Then I can be able to.
Okay, all right. In the beginning, God was revealed in all the works of creation. Psalm 65, verses 6 through 13. It was Christ that spread the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth. It was his hand that hung the worlds in space and fashioned the flowers of the field. His strength set us fast the mountains. The sea is his and he made it. It was he that filled the earth with beauty and the air with song. And upon all things in earth and air and sky, he wrote the message of the Father's love. The story of nations magnified. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. Beginning in Eden, God manifested his love in the relationship he sustained to the holy pair, to Adam and Eve. The whole plan for peopling the earth with a race that could develop a spiritual nature like unto his own was a revelation of his love. Psalms 22:28, Lamentations 4:1-2 quoted, and that was from Stephen Nelson Haskell in story, what's SSP, I'm not sure, page 209, story of the seer of Patmos, page 209. Then from still Stephen Haskell, this is the story of Daniel the prophet, page 209. Paragraph 5. Students very often read the story of nations, forgetting that they have before them a picture of their own lives. National history, rather than individual experience, is given in prophecy, because it is like a magnified view thrown on the canvas, revealing details that would be overlooked in the study of one man. It should be remembered that when principles are referred to, such as republicanism, Protestantism, monarchy, papacy, liberty, or oppression, each has an application in man dealing with man, in church members' dealings with one another, and in nation with nation. From the same book, page 203, paragraph 1. As the plans of the archenemy had failed to carry in the history of Babylon, Medo-Persia, and Greece, he now attempted with redoubled vigor to thwart the plans of God. He chose for this purpose the seven-hilled city. His plans were deep laid, and the structure that he reared was builded on a firm foundation. Like a lighthouse off some rocky coast, the great planner hoped it would stand the mighty dashings of the waves of truth. It was his supreme effort, for it is the kingdom in one of its manifestations which stands until the end of time. The next section is the lamb-like beast government was designed with the attribute of ancient Israel, He had two horns like a lamb. From Deuteronomy 1, 16 and 17. And I charged your judges at the time, saying, hear the causes between your brethren, and judge righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with him. Ye shall not respect persons in judgment, but ye shall hear the small as well as the great. Ye shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's, and the cause that is too hard for you, bring it unto me, or Moses, and I will hear it. Then from Patriarchs and Prophets, page 381, paragraph 3. The great leader's charge to these chosen men might well serve as a model of judicial integrity for the judges and legislators of modern times. Hear the causes between your brethren, and judge righteously between every man and his brother and the stranger that is with him. You shall not respect persons in judgment, but ye shall hear the small as well as the great. You shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's. And the next section is, the lamb-like beast has two horns, and he spake as a dragon. It's Revelation 13:11. On the left side, we have a picture of America with a two-horned lamb-like beast, or a buffalo or bison, as a picture in the very center of the map of America. From a lamb-like character. And then below it, we have a picture of America along with Canada and Mexico, so North America, with Revelation 13:11. Mentioned. And then the passage from Bible Commentary, Volume 7, page 9. I'm sorry, I can't. It's a bit too small.
975.5.
Thank you so much. So much. The prospect before us is the title, and it says, Prophecy represents Protestantism as having lamb-like horns, but speaking like a dragon. Already, we are beginning to hear the voice of the dragon.
There is.
Yeah, I'm finding it difficult to read. Would someone like to read that fine print there, please?
Yes, I will do, brother. There is a satanic force propelling the Sunday movement, but it's concealed. Even the men who are engaged in the work are themselves blinded to the results which will follow their movements. Bible Commentary, Volume 7, page 975.5.
Thank you so much. And then in the middle of this slide, we have the dragon removed Christ's righteousness, its covering. And then on the right side, we have two images. The top images show, again, a lamb-like beast. The horns represent church and state. And then at the bottom, we have Revelation 13:11 again. And then from Bible Commentary, Volume 7, page 975, paragraph 3, and it's titled, A Unique Symbol. Here is a striking figure of the rise and growth of our own nation, and the lamb-like emblems, the lamb-like horns, emblems of innocence and greatness, well represent the character of our government as expressed in its two fundamental principles, Republicanism and Protestantism. And then at the bottom is quoted Revelation 13:12, and he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Do you want me to continue, dear Sister Rose?
Yes, Elder Rob. So like that, at the end, if they have any questions, they can be able to ask.
All right, thank you. The next slide starts out, the beast which came up out of the earth in the sight of the prophet. And from the story of the seer of Patmos, page 237. The American Constitution is the most wonderful work ever struck off at a given time by the brain of man. The words of the Declaration of Independence state the principles upon which the new government was founded. And then Jeremiah 46:14, Psalms 44:1-3, Micah 6:8, Psalms 37 verse 40 and 46 verse 5 are connected with that. Continuing. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That, to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. This was a death blow to the papal hierarchy. It was the outgrowth of the principles advocated in the 16th century, the result of restoring to their proper place the two witnesses that for 1260 years prophesied clothed in sackcloth. Thus the earth helped the woman by giving to her a home where the sunlight might shine unobstructed by the darkness which covered Europe during the 1260 years. The next is titled, The Beast Which Came Up Out of the Earth in the Sight of the Prophet. Continuing. The beast which came up out of the earth in the sight of the prophet symbolizes the United States, and the two horns represent the two foundation principles of the government, Protestantism and Republicanism. The seed of the Reformation, having been planted in congenial soil, soon grew into a mighty tree, sheltering the oppressed of all nations. Glorious as the sun rising was the establishment of the new government. It was a wonder to all the world, but when its freedom and stability once became known, America became the center of progress. All nations have been molded, more or less, by the example of this country. Her constitution has been the model for the reorganization of nations, especially since 1840. The monarchs of Europe were forced to relax their hold upon their subjects, and America is the place towards which all eyes have been directed in these crises. Even the Orient has relaxed to the warming influence of the United States. And that was from Story of the Seer of Patmos, page 237, paragraph 1. And then below, from the Story of Daniel the Prophet, page 35, paragraph 4. The clay mixed with iron also denoted the union of church and state. This combination is peculiar to the latter part of the world's history, to the feet and toes of the image. The next slide is titled Forming the Image of the Beast. And from Bible Commentary, Volume 7, page 975, paragraph 7. Revelation 13:11-13 is quoted. Religious powers allied to heaven by profession and claiming to have the characteristics of a lamb will show by their acts that they have the heart of a dragon and that they are instigated and controlled by Satan. The time is coming when God's people will feel the hand of persecution because they keep holy the seventh day. Satan has caused the change of the Sabbath in the hope of carrying out his purpose for the defeat of God's plans. He seeks to make the commands of God of less force in the world than human laws. And then from Bible Commentary, Volume 7, page 975, paragraph 11. The time is at hand when Satan will work miracles to confirm minds in the belief that he is God. All the people of God are now to stand on the platform of truth as it has been given in the third angel's message. All the pleasant pictures, all the miracles wrought, will be presented in order that, if possible, the very elect will be deceived. From Bible Commentary, Volume 7, page 975, paragraph 8. The man of sin who thought to change times and laws and who has always oppressed the people of God will cause laws to be made enforcing the observance of the first day of the week. But God's people are to stand firm for him, and the Lord will work in their behalf, showing plainly that he is the God of gods. And then from Bible Commentary, Volume 7, page 976, paragraph 1. Already preparations are advancing and movements are in progress, which will result in making an image to the beast. Events will be brought about in the earth's history that will fulfill the predictions of prophecy for these last days. And then the last PowerPoint slide is titled Tested by the Image. From Bible Commentary, Volume 7, page 976, paragraph 2. The Lord has shown me clearly that the image of the beast will be formed before probation closes, for it is to be the great test for the people of God by which their eternal destiny will be decided. From Bible Commentary, Volume 7, page 976, paragraph 3. This is the test that the people of God must have before they are sealed. All who prove their loyalty to God by observing his law and refusing to accept a spurious Sabbath will rank under the banner of the Lord God Jehovah and will receive the seal of the living God. Those who yield the truth of heavenly origin and accept the Sunday Sabbath will receive the mark of the beast. In Bible Commentary, Volume 7, page 976, paragraph 4. When the Protestant churches shall unite with the secular power to sustain a false religion, for opposing which their ancestors endured the fiercest persecution, when the state shall use its power to enforce the decrees and sustain the institutions of the church, then will Protestant America have formed an image to the papacy, and there will be a national apostasy which will end only in national ruin. And in paragraph 5 of the same book and page. There are many who have never had the light. They are deceived by their teachers, and they have not received the mark of the beast. The Lord is working with them. He has not left them to their own ways. Until they shall be convicted of the truth and trample upon the evidence given to enlighten them, the Lord will not withdraw his grace from them. And that was the end of the slides, dear sister. Please go right ahead.
Elder Rob, can you go back to the picture? What I was trying to share from that last Sabbath, when we were all in the questions and answer that we had, and there was touching upon this particular piece. The reason I wanted to share it is because as everybody was speaking, and a lot of the topics that was being touched, these things then was being brought back to my mind, 2026-27, I had put this PowerPoint together, not necessarily. Sorry, Gina. It was back in the early 2006-2007. Mm-hmm. At the time, I was studying, and I put it together so like that I can have certain things in order. But while everybody was speaking last Sabbath, I realized it was talking about that image that have the two horns. In the picture, as you can see on the left side on the top, America, this which is in the map, if you notice, it has the same shape as a bison. And when I was looking towards that, I said, well, you know, this is just coincidence. But when I started to go in deeper into all of the different countries that was going to take part in this union that they was going to have, which has a lot to do with the way how the Protestant churches was going to help to be able to bring about the Sunday law, I started to see the image in the very bottom of that one. If you notice, it looks like a dragon. And when I was looking to see at that time, when I was in Mexico, there was a treaty that they had in that time. I don't know if y'all remember the treaty NAFTA, where is the trade with between Canada and America and Mexico. So when I look at the map and I started to see that the actual treaty with the countries that are involved are actually have an image of a dragon, but not only a dragon, a wind dragon. This is one of the other PowerPoint that I have to be able to see how these things then were formed. The Protestant churches, with the apostate Protestant churches, are the one that's going to help to be able to bring about this Sunday law. I don't know, Elder Rob, if you'll be able to quote if I'm saying anything that is wrong or not. But in that time, there was a movement that they started to be able to call Sabbath, but Sunday, not necessarily Saturday. And in the past, they always used to say that the Ten Commandments was do away with. It wasn't necessarily something to be able to go about. And I was wondering how comes they was going back to that. But there was a document that they started to send to the different churches for them to sign. I'm not going to be able to show it now because these are the slides that was discussed with our dear brother to make sure that nothing will be able to be added or removed because we don't want to be a stumbling block to brothers and sisters. But the two horn beast, as you can see, is in prophetic, is a symbol of America. And in this particular picture, I just wanted to show them that when God had created this world and when the flood happened and all of the continents was really separated, what I found to be so interesting is that all of the continents have some kind of form of an image of the things that was going to happen in the future, and it didn't even happen as yet. So in this particular slide, I just wanted to let them see that the Word of God is not only true biblically, but also there's a story that is told about these images and what was going to happen in these days with the prophetic of these images in the Bible. Here in this particular slide where it says in Revelation 13:11, and I beheld another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. As you can see the top part of the picture, this is the image of a bison, which really in prophecy, it tells you that it's a representation of America. And we already know that the two horns were stating that they had church and state, but they were not together. They were separated. But now with this situation with the dragon now, by not really taking that landline spirit that the Lord had actually led her to have, which is a country that was supposed to have that spirit of the character of God, because the Ten Commandments was one of the things that this country was so rich and blessed by. It had the Ten Commandments in one, and the other one was the Constitution. And these used to be the crown jewels for this particular country, to show that it was carrying a Christian-like spirit because of the law of God being Christ's righteousness. In the very bottom part of the picture, when he's talking about the dragon, as you can see what the dragon is going to do, he's going to speak like America had never spoken before, because it's taking the shape and the spirit of that dragon that had changed the Ten Commandments, changed the Sabbath, and also had altered the Ten Commandments, where we know it in the Bible that is completely different. And for them to be able to do that is taking the position as God, which is very important for us to also understand what position the papacy is using the merits of Christ and changing it. And no one can do that, because that was done with God's own finger. The illustration of the maps and the different continents is just telling a story, which is just to let individuals know that in order for them to be able to do that, they blind the individuals about Christ's righteousness. And just as a symbol of what that Greenland is, because the snow is just a symbol of the white righteousness of Christ. And little by little, as they keep changing laws and they keep removing Christ, it's like removing Christ's righteousness. In the PowerPoint that I have, there is a section where I can show them how the righteousness of Christ is being removed. And in the map, you can see little by little that that area is losing the snow. And the more the snow is being removed, the water level started to rise. And it's a threat to a lot of the coastal area. I'm limited to this particular slide, but I just wanted to show that the same thing that the Bible has said in writing, that we have an actual figure in the actual area that is being spoken about, this lamb-like beast, that it has the same form. So just to be able to close, the symbols, the image, and the truth that it has been given to us concerning the prophecy, we can see that the Lord, in this remarkable way of creation, had actually printed that in the Atlas. I just wanted to share that.
Amen. Thank you, dear sister. And when you look at the picture of America and you have the picture of the bison, if you flip that picture of the bison and you put the head up here, the leg here, the middle portion there, and if you add Baja California down here, the back legs, it does resemble a bison. It's quite interesting. Are there any questions or comments or thoughts or insights that you'd like to share or ask our dear sister? Please go right ahead.
Yes, I noticed the map on the top with the bison is a little different than the one right below it. And it takes on a different shape, if I can understand that a little better, because the shape changes the shape of the nation. It's like one was before the other one.
Well, the only reason why I put two others is that some people are not familiar with the bison. And in order for them to be able to see, there was two horns. You know, if the bison that is right over the map, we only can see one. But in order for me to be able to show exactly what is being said in the scripture, that it had two horns, that's why I had to put the image next to it showing the two horns. I don't know if Elder Rob have the PDF file. I have the actual PowerPoint. But Elder Rob, if you can be able to show them that they have the two horn in the one right, in the right side of it, the
no,
two horn is shown.
I think he's
talking about the maps, the one that
yes.
is above and the other. So the one
yes.
that it says that he became a dragon, I think is talking about taking on and becoming the wind dragon. So it's taking on a different form. I think that's what he wants to elaborate on to see, Ruby.
Okay,
yes,
so
because the top one doesn't have that piece of land yet, I guess, but the bottom one does, and it does change the shape, and I'm wondering if that's what is being spoken of.
Yeah, it took a different shape because they had a treaty, and the treaty that they had done with the, they call it NAFTA. I don't know if anybody is acquainted at that time, back in that time where Mexico and Canada had made a treaty of trade.
Yeah,
it still is. Elder Rob, I have the other PowerPoint. Is it possible that I can show concerning that, or can we just do it in another day? It all depends on, because I wanted you to see them first before we share it.
No, you can share it, dear sister.
Okay,
what I want to mention here is this is all of North America. It's not just limited to the U.S., which would be right in here. But this is also picturing Canada and Mexico. So
right.
if you combine it, this becomes the head of the dragon, which looks like a dragon.
No.
And his wings are up here, and then this is part of his body, and his tail comes down that way. So Sister Rose is combining all of North America together because of NAFTA, and that then resembles a picture of the dragon. So that's kind of where she's going. But go ahead, dear sister, in the chair.
There is like the bar that you use to be able to change it. Can you see that? Because I don't want to be able to put something over the image. Can you see that? Okay. Okay. So you see here, you see the NAFTA that I was talking about? This thing happened in the past. There is the information concerning the, just bring it. Just a minute. Forgive me, guys. You see the treaty of the NAFTA right here in the bottom. Can you read it, Elder Rob, please? It's in the gray area.
Yeah, the agreement between the United States, Canada, and Mexico, or NAFTA, entered into force. This threefold union brought shape to a wing dragon, and he spake like a dragon, and they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Revelation 13:4.
So as you can see, the actual head of the dragon, that's why I had to put a dragon head right next to it so you could be able to see, is right here. Let me just get this. This is the head. Can you see? Let me see if I can change the color. So this is the head, the body in itself. This is the whole body. America is right in the middle of it. Canada is on the top. Mexico is in the bottom. But the thing that was very interesting in the rest of the PowerPoint, Have you all acquainted with the nimbus? You ever heard about the nimbus, which is actually in the Vatican, and it shows, if you see in the very in the center, can you also see that there is a dragon that comes out of the nimbus? Right here, just a minute. If I can change the color. I'm sorry, guys. I haven't done PowerPoint with the little arrows or anything like that. Can you see the arrow right here?
Yes, you can see it.
Okay. So when the beast, the image of the beast right here, can somebody read it for me? Because I have this thing over the, and I can't really see fully.
Which part do you want to be read? The first part?
What is the very, from the very beginning, you can be okay. Able to.
Thank I'll you. Share with you. No problem.
Thank you.
The image of the beast, and it reads in the top slide, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And this is taken from Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 through 17.
Okay, so the area where, I just want to put another color. Dear sister or brother, can you tell me where to change the color from the black to the any other color like red or yellow?
You should have a color palette when you go up and click in the area to utilize those annotations. It should pull up what color you can change it to.
Okay, let me see if I can find it. I don't see it. I'm so sorry. I don't want to hold anything from here, but I'm just going to try to put, okay, this is the area where the United States is. This is where Mexico is. This is where Canada is supposed to be. The area of the wing is over here. Cannot be seen. Okay, here is another example of how I can be able to show the wing dragon. You see that Greenland is not even part of it. It's just to be able to show that with this treaty, how the actual continent changed. And when you put them all together, it actually does the image of a dragon, just like the book of Revelation says. And it's in the map. Can you all see so far? Okay, so I had to put the head so like that they can see the head. As you can even see, when it's spake like a dragon, there is an extension here on the head of the dragon as well. This particular slide is going to be connected to another one, to why the reason when the law said that we're going to be the image of the beast. And that is something that we can be able to share, but we're not going to do that until when Elder Ra will have the opportunity to examine the slide, because in reality, I do not want to be a stumbling block to no one, but just by my personal study, and so early, it was like 2006, 2007, I was not aware of a lot of things. So just on my personal study, this is what I have acquired and realized that as things started to unfold in what it is that we live in right now, the way how it has been speaking like a dragon, taking countries that are countries already and want to be able to expand America. As you can see, the more they are talking about certain area, the more they are actually forming the image of the beast, even in the map. So Revelation 13, 16, and 17, it talks about the decree enforcing worship on this day is to go forward to all the world. We're not talking about only things that is going to affect us here, but we're talking about every countries around the world are going to be affected because it's going to be global. I can't share other slides because I don't want it to be complicated, but Elder Ra, by God's grace, in the future, when you are able to examine it, can I be able to come back and share it? Because it start really from when the Lord created. And then because of the flood, all of the actual continents separated. And there are certain features on that map. It shows like the different actors in this play or this story of the plan of salvation that I wanted to share. And I hope I didn't take enough time. And if there's any other question, you can be able to do so.
Yes, I have a question. So I know in another slide that we were discussing, there was a little white area. Now that we see it, it is now Greenland that we see. And it had mentioned something about the righteousness of Christ, but we see as of late, I know initially this was given impressed upon your heart in the early 2000s, but we see now it's playing out where Greenland is in, is in talks of being taken over by the U.S. And so like what Sister Lynn had asked, I had a similar question about what happens. How does that, we can see the forming of it, but what does that exactly do if Greenland is acquired by the United States? I don't know if that's too far away to discuss now, but it's just amazing that this was being shared and at the time it wasn't yet in consideration or our talks to what we know now, but we see it happening today.
Yeah, the Green Line was added because something was happening back then when I started to realize that the glacier, the area where they had the snow, a lot of the snow was melting. And just to be able to kind of have a concept to incorporate that, Green Line is another country all put together. I would have to share the other slide to be able to do that, but I really don't want to share unless Elder Rao will see it. It's all up to our dear brother. If there's something that needs to be changed or something that needs to be edited because of truth, because we have to go to the law and to the testimony, please feel free that we can be able to do that, because this is just a collective study. It was only for my eyes, but because I saw the things unfolding, I needed to share. So it is just because the Holy Spirit allowed it to be this way. So Elder Rob, you can let me know what I can do on that.
Well, please send me the rest of the slides. I only have 10 of the 59 that you shared. So
yeah, well, because the topic was only about that particular image with the two horn, that's the only one that I shared. But the whole situation from the beginning to the end is just talking about the plan of salvation, how the Lord had taught us to be able to know that from the very beginning to the very end. It's just amazing that the Lord would place it while he was creating the earth. And then when it was separated, it came out like with the different prophecy about the images. And this is what this PowerPoint is all about. But by God's grace, I will send them little by little, because Elder Rob, when he was speaking and he said it was 59 slides, I wanted to know how he know it was 59 slides. I don't even know how he saw that. So I was like, oh my goodness, I have to go back and sit down and put this thing, because there's a lot of things that I learned. This is 2006. There was no POGM. There was no Let There Be Light ministry. It was just me taking the Bible and reading and seeing things happening and going back to the Word of God and say, well, if these things are so. So I apologize for not being prepared. Not so much as the PowerPoint is not done. It's just, I just want, it says that there is safety in a multitude of counsel. And this is where I'm coming with. Okay? So I hope by God's grace that I will be able to do so. And thank you for giving the opportunity.
Well, thank you for sharing, dear sister. Yeah, and how I knew there was 59 is when you shared the screen last Sabbath at the very bottom of it. It showed it was like slide number 20 of 59 or slide 36 of 59. So you asked if you could share it then, and I said, you want time for all 59 slides? So that's how I knew. Anyways. Any other thoughts or comments, dear ones, questions? Please go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm still very much intrigued. thank you for sharing, Sister Rose. And I don't know, Elder Rob, if you know, but I don't know if you know about the talks that's happening now about Greenland and America. You don't know. Okay, I see. Entiendo. I understand now. Okay. But yeah, in as of late, you know, with what's going on with Venezuela and also what's going on, the U.S. is trying to take over Greenland. And even though it's not a part of America, that doesn't stop them from wanting to exercise certain powers. So for me, like I would like to do some studying and understand, because we see here something that was brought forth to our dear sister so long ago, but now it's playing out in our time now. And it's not a coincidence, right, that this is happening and we could see it so clearly. Why is it so that this government at this time wants to be able to acquire a place that has nothing to do with us, our country, or is in our region, or anything of the sort? So again, with things being fulfilled, that's something I think would be interesting for us to delve into, myself personally, when time permits, not now, to go ahead and look into that. But it is very interesting to see it and to see it happen in real time.
Amen. And I agree as well, because we see prophecy being fulfilled. And true enough, as our dear sister Cece is saying, you know, Greenland is trying to be acquired, so to speak. And yes, I do understand that Greenland is its own country, not a part of the America continents, North America, Central America, etc. But how does this play in prophecy? And it is interesting to me as well. And then trying to acquire this and all of the upheavals that it's causing right now within the government. I'm sure everyone sees the news reports and things like that. And even how, you know, is this current government going to be the ones that will, I don't know, it's just very, very deep. It's very, very profound. And I thank you so much, dear Sister Rose, for sharing how the Lord has given you this from how many years before, because he was showing you then, preparing the way for what's happening now. And ultimately, I believe, to prepare us also, because we know that time is short, and we know that prophecy being fulfilled before our very eyes, and just to be able to understand and continually praying. And so this is something, yeah, that I would be very interested, you know, like Sister Cece, and I'm sure others, to understand a little bit deeper as the Lord provides.
Amen. I want to touch on that also. 2 points. One for Greenland, since it was brought up. That's going to be a very hot spot, because Article 5 of NATO is making sure that it is going to be protected. So that's going to be a tricky situation. The other point I wanted to try to ask about is the head of the dragon. When was that acquired? Because that looks like Alaska. So when was that acquired by the United States? Because to me, this is just the way my brain thinks. I'm like, okay, the head being formed is like the beginning of when things really started, though we are not really seeing it until now. We're really hearing the dragon roar. So I'm kind of wondering, what year was that was going on for the United States to acquire that particular territory that actually forms the head? Because then other things fell in place with NAFTA years later that helped it form out more of the beast. So I guess I'm trying to, Sword's Folly. What does that mean? Okay, I guess I'll have to look up what that means later. But yeah, because that kind of made me wonder, like, when this head was formed, when someone has something has a head, that denotes to me that there is thinking, there is intelligence, there is going to be direction, it's a symbol also of power. So I kind of wonder what year that was, because I know things take time in prophecy too. So I just get interested like that.
I really don't want to take away from what it is that was the important parts. All of these different images is just telling us about the nearing of the Lord's second coming. But Alaska is one of the states, but the territories that they are actually asking, that they want to take over, is what caught my attention. It wasn't only Greenland, but the Gulf of Mexico, right? And then it was talking about Panama. These are different countries. These don't have anything. But the more they was expanding, they were taking the whole section that shows the wind dragon. What was startling to me was when I went in and in the area of the Vatican. If you see, if anybody have ever seen this, I'm just going to put it without putting the PowerPoint because I just want to make sure that I keep my promise. But I am going to put it in the camera. So you are acquainted with that particular picture? If you see, you see the triple mitre crown, you see the two keys, you see the woman face, and it is called a nimbus. But the thing about it is not a child coming out of it. It's a winged dragon. So in prophecy, we know that it's going to take the image, but the image of what? So these are the other parts of it. And then remember that this is not the time of the mother. It will be the daughters. And I would like to share the documents and who were the people in the different churches that signed it. And they signed it as being the Sabbath. But it's not the Sabbath of the seventh day. It's the Sabbath they call in the first day of the week. And then in the actual document that they have, that they sign it, they put the Ten Commandments, they put the ones that is the plate of six that represents for man, they put it first and put the four in the back. So is there's a lot of things that is in that to let you be able to even think that the Word of God and the way how prophecy is going is that we could see it unfolding, but it's just so amazing that it was there that the Lord was telling us from the very beginning.
Amen. Amen. It's sort of the same type of spirit as ancient Babylon exhibited. When they built their ziggurat, their big pyramid, right? They, instead of putting it had seven major parts to the ziggurat. And instead of starting with the first at the bottom, they started with the seventh at the bottom. And the first was at the top. So kind of opposite, right? You usually start with the first and you build up. They started with the seventh major division. So they wanted to exalt the first day above the seventh day. So they put the seventh at the bottom and they put the first at the top. So the very top of their pyramid represented the sun. It represented the day of the sun. It represented all that they were worshiping, climbing up past all these steps to get to the top, to get to Lucifer's eye, if you will. So it's the same similar thing that you were bringing out. They're exalting Sunday as the Sabbath when in fact it's supposed to be the first day, not the Sabbath day, which is the seventh.
So, Elder Rob, because they had there's so many changes in the email now that when the document is really big, they give you a hard time to kind of put it together. So I'm going to have to cut it down in parts. So is it possible that since I just gave you the one concerning the two horn beast, I can be able to send the one with the dragon and the scarlet color beast and things like that. So like that, it can be presented whenever, not now, Elder Rob, it's just so they can have an idea as we had the question and answer and the events that are being questioned and things come up. This is how, oh, I remember I have something that I wanted. Is it possible that it could be done that way? But I will send it completely, but it's a lot.
Yeah, you may be able to put it in as a Google Doc where the whole file can be loaded up on Google and sent that way, or even on the cloud, and then send me the link to the file that's on the cloud, and then I can download it. So instead of trying to send it through email, and they'll limit you on the size, you can upload it to Google or to iCloud, and then you can share that link with me. I think it's good for like 30 days. You can share that link with me, and then I can download it that way. Thank you for sharing, dear sister. And if you can't find a way to get the whole thing to me, then just the pertinent parts, that should be reduced in data size enough to send through email. But are there any other comments or thoughts or questions that you'd like to share, dear ones? Any questions or comments or insights on any other subject, dear ones? Please go right ahead. Amen. Patience of the saints. So if we want to be a follower of God, we have to be patient. Well, we'll be looking forward to what comes in the future in our study. And praise God for the opportunity to come together and study into things like these. It is a privilege and a blessing. Our closing song is Oh How I Love Jesus. There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
It tells me of a Savior's love, who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood,
the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe. Who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Go ahead, Dave.
It bids my trembling heart rejoice. It dries each dry tear. It tells me in a still small voice to trust and never fear. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
His name shall shed its fragrance still along this thorny road. Shall sweetly smooth the rugged hill that leads me up to God. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
And there with the blood that drunk from sin and sorrow free, he'll sing the new eternal song of Jesus' love for me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
Amen. What a Savior he is, and I pray that he will more and more become your Savior. What a privilege it is to walk with him, to have him united and yoked together with us each step of the way to heaven. And what a precious promise it is, where he says he will never leave us or forsake us. Even though we may not feel him near, we may not see evidence of his presence, we know by faith he will never break his promise. So he is there. Thank you, Savior. Please join with me for closing prayer. Precious Father, again we thank you for thy merciful kindness and tender love, for thy watchful care and divine protection. Thank you for the blessings of fellowship and of sharing, digging into thy word, spiritual insights, that we might be able to be edified and to grow therewith and to find areas in which we may never have thought of to study more in thy word upon. We thank you that you're in control of all things, that you know the future, you've made preparations for the future for thy true followers, for your children, and that everything is moving forward according to your divine will, your purpose, your allowing, and design. And thank you for sharing a little bit with us to know that we can trust you in all things because you do love us. I pray that you'll be with each one of us as we part. Grant us a wonderful remaining Sabbath and a blessed new week. And help us to continue to study, to pray, to walk, to share, and to grow more and more with our Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear ones, any final thoughts you'd like to share before Brother Dick sings us away? Please feel free. Amen. Until God's perfect timing. And on that note... Keep
looking up. I think I woke up sometime in the middle of what you were doing because you had this picture of the United States and a dragon up there, and I thought, what in the world have they been talking about? I guess I'll find out later. Keep looking up, thy God is still the same today. Keep looking up, he will not fail thee, come what may. Keep looking up, the darkest cloud will roll away. So do not doubt, but keep on looking up.